Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, we're going to deep dive into the saying, don't fix what ain't broken. I'm going to give you the opportunity to think more thoroughly about this saying and see how it fits your reality or maybe how you want to leverage it to change your reality or make changes in your life. But before we do so, I encourage you to sign up to my website, ethnocoach.ca, and book a 30-minute call so we can have a discussion about what you want to fix that's ain't broken.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Okay, so we all heard that, right? Don't try to fix what ain't broken. I've heard that in a corporate world hundreds of millions of times. Every time there was a big change, mainly introduced by London, Toronto, wherever, you know, and pushed down to either another country or pushed down to another city or an office, you know, you would have people starting to bitch, really, and say, you know, oh, why are we trying to fix what ain't broken? It was working perfectly as it was. Why are we trying to change this? Well, I'm not going to take this too far into the corporate world, but I want to take that into your life because I've had that question from many people lately. Jenny Lynn, I don't understand your move. I don't understand why you're moving out. You have a wonderful place you live in. There's so much light. It's a beautiful place for you to work. You're in prime location. What is this move about? Like your life is going well, your business is going well. What is this move all about, right? And that really made me think about, do we need to wait to have things not working and to be in solution mode to make changes in our lives? Or can we just say, I am in this wonderful place in my life right now, and I want to expand from it. I feel very good where I live right now. I do. Like I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and I look at this beautiful place I live and I'm like, wow, it's so beautiful. It's so, there's so much light and the view is spectacular. And wow, you know, it's such a wonderful place that I am and I enjoy it fully. And yet I am moving out. And I was thinking, okay, what are the signs that could be out there that could help you recognize that maybe something it's not totally broken or not broken at all, but you could benefit from expanding from where you are and making changes in your life from a place of abundance and from a place of being whole and complete. So I do feel now that I'm whole and complete. I feel that I live in total abundance. I can feel it within myself. And so that makes me do this move from a very interesting place. Instead of moving from a place of lack, you know, I'm moving because I want to find this or I want to find that. Yes, I'm going to nature, which is very fundamental into the direction that my life is taken. I'm going to be by the water, which is what I love more than anything. So I'm moving towards something, but it's not because I am in lack of. It's because I'm moving towards that because I want to add that in my life. And I thought, how can I bring this to you so that could be a useful tool for you to use to assess if maybe it's time for you to expand from where you are right now to somewhere you want to be. And it's not about fixing something that's not broken. It's about thinking about your next move and doing it from a place of completion, from a place of being whole and complete, from a place of being happy and bringing this abundance and happiness and whole and completeness somewhere else to build upon this that you already have, on that capital that you already have. So why you could consider really making changes in your life despite the fact that you are perfectly happy and things are going well. Maybe you're starting to notice that you're outgrown your actual situation. Maybe you feel you are in a relationship you have outgrown. Maybe you feel you're in a job you have outgrown. Maybe you feel you live in a space you have outgrown. That could be a sign, right? And the sign that we are outgrowing something, it's kind of harder to connect with this thing on a whole deeper level, right? You feel still some connection to your job or your partner or where you live, but you feel that the right direction you're compelled to take and the direction that either this organization, this partner, this place is taking is not totally aligned. It's perfectly comfortable. And we could say, you know, there's this song that says, you know, comfortably numb, but, you know, it's comfortable, but you feel you're kind of outgrown it, which doesn't mean, you know, I hate when people say, oh, I outgrown this and looking down at a person, at a job or at a space or whatever, or at a project. For me, outgrowing it doesn't mean that this thing is little than you or less than. It means that there's less connection. And they're just not the same direction. So I want to be clear about that because that's very important to me. It's not about being more than, oh, I'm outgrown this person, I'm more than this person. It's not about that at all. It's, you know, we've outgrown this relationship now. We're just heading in two different directions and we're trying to reconcile this and see if this could work and find both a space where we're happy, but maybe it is, you know, no longer the case. So that could be a sign. Another sign is getting bored. I mean, getting bored. Like you know, like you feel you're bored. and I'm not talking about the serial boredom. You know, there's some people that are so reward driven and so reward trained that, you know, as soon as their reward center is not monopolized, they feel bored and they get bored after bored after bored and they go through people and they go through job and they go through, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, you've been somewhere for a while and you've been with somebody for a while and suddenly you feel bored, which doesn't mean that you will leave this person, this place or this job, but you might have some rework to do within it. Or even think about why, you know, sitting in your boredom, leaning into your boredom and try to see what this boredom has to tell me. How does that feel to be bored? And I feel bored because, and maybe think about a time when you were a child and you were bored. I remember I was a teenager telling my mom, there's no way that my life is going to be work, pay bills and go to bed. Like that can't be my life. It brings me to deep depression to think about that. So think about, you know, a time in your childhood where you felt bored. If you remember, what was the first time in your life you were bored? And you were bored because, and that boredom made you feel, and start to go into that direction. See if there's anything you can pick up. So boredom could be another sign. Could be just a sign that it's time for you to start to deep dive into new interest or start, you know, doing new things. And again, I'm being cautious here. I'm not talking about serial boredom, which is another topic that I'm not getting into today. The other sign that I thought maybe you want to look at is slipping into unhealthy habits. And it could be a cause of boredom, right? Starting to Netflixing a lot, starting to buy online a lot, starting to play video games a lot, starting to do all, you know, habits that they're okay, but I mean, you don't want to overdo them because they can numb you and they can numb the pain and the boredom and all these things. So that could be another sign. So think about your life habits lately, you know. I saw the surge into some potentially bad habits for me coming back that I stopped right away. And it was not about drinking. But I saw that, you know, I could easily step into numbing myself in different ways, like Netflix and I don't want it's movies and stuff. I could play little games on my phone, you know. I saw that this could slip back easily. That's one of the signs maybe you want to look at. Is it time for me to make changes in my life, even if everything is not broken, I'm not down the drain, I haven't lost my house, my family, my kids. But, you know, those are early signs that maybe you want to pay attention to, that it's maybe time for you to make changes in your life. So my deep belief is that things don't need to be broken to start to make changes in our life. We just have to pay close attention to some signs. And then that's in the course corrective mindset. Like if you want to course correct your life, or if you want to fine tune your life, you know, you would look at those early signs. But then it could be the ever evolving, growing, developing, expanding mindset, which is a totally different mindset, which is the mindset that I have now with my business, which is, wow, you know, I have fantastic clients. Like really, I have amazing clients. They have phenomenal transformations. And they're like, even I have like 19-year-old, 15-year-old, 65-year-old clients, and they all learn and grow and develop and transform at their own pace and way, but in such a beautiful way. So for me, it's like, yes, this thing that I am in is really, really fulfilling, and it's fantastic and I love it. But I keep looking at ways to tweak it and bring it further and expand it and help, you know, more people while keeping the quality and the results, which is my mantra. Whatever I do, I need to ensure that it sets a space to help people really transform and get quality time. Even when it's with groups, I need to ensure that they have quality time changes and transformation. And I keep thinking every day about how can I expand? How can I show up? What can I do to be a better instrument? What can I do to expand on my own abilities? What can I learn? How can I practice? Which is the other mindset, right? So I hope this brings you into thinking more widely about one of the two approach, right? Maybe you are very well where you are right now, but you start to see some of the signs that I've talked about, right? Bad habits slipping in, boredom, feeling outgrowing a situation. So those are early signs. Maybe you want to pay attention to and ask yourself, okay, is it time now for me to make a change? The other way is the forever expansion, which is not that rabbit race or that rat race or being better and pushing yourself and blah. It's not that mindset, which is another mindset you may decide to choose. And I have no judgment about it. But what I am talking more about is the one where you are somewhere comfortable, you're somewhere where things are doing well, you feel fulfilled, but you keep nudging, pushing in a very intentional way. You expand it, you grow it, you make it better, you fine tune, you change, you push. But not in a competitive matter. It's much more in a intentional matter. And you may choose to believe that don't fix what ain't broken. That's fine. But if you want to reflect upon it and see if you really want to keep this belief or not, I encourage you to go through those little exercise and ask yourself the three questions. You know, am I bored? Am I outgrown? Am I starting to slip into bad habits? And if you answer yes to any of those questions, well, maybe you want to rethink the fix what ain't broken. And to my view, nothing is really ever broken as far as human being is concerned. Nothing needs to be fixed. We're not broken. We experience different human conditions. And under those different human conditions, we change, we transform, we transition, or we stand still, or we go backward. You know, all directions are are possible and potentially an option for all human beings. So voila, This is JT. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And as always, you know, I encourage you to sign up to my website so you get my newsletter every Thursday. Until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.